This is Julie Berninger from Gold City Ventures, and you are listening to the Crickets to Cha-Chings podcast. I have a fun but short one for you today. We're going to talk about 2023 product ideas for the holidays on Etsy. And I read the latest articles coming out of Etsy. I did some keyword research and searched all in advance of sharing this summary with you guys today. I think you'll find it a little bit interesting. And if you are listening but not watching, we put the presentation to this on our YouTube channel, so you can follow along there too if you'd like to subscribe. That's Gold City Ventures on YouTube. All right, so there are three categories of items I want to talk about. The first, hot product tips. What's the keyword data telling me? Two, I want to talk about the timeline and the strategy to posting those items on Etsy. And then third, we're going to talk about TikTok tips. If you are like me, you've been avoiding some of the social media stuff as a seller, but it's just a huge opportunity. And I think even if you can post a couple things this year, you will greatly benefit in your shop. I will tell you specifically what to do at the end of this presentation. Okay, so first, let's get into the article that Etsy recently published on the Seller Handbook. It's called Etsy Success, Your Holiday Merchandising Guide. So specifically, they said that shoppers are searching on Etsy for gifts by price, like under 25, under 50, under 75, under 100, by type of product. For that particular type, they mentioned that they need more people who will make gifts in the gadgets section. I didn't know if they meant tech accessories for that or they meant literally gadgets, but that's interesting if you do sell in that space or your items could be a fit for that. You might want to explore it. But last, they talked about gifts by recipient, and I thought this was the most actionable piece of data from this article. And they mentioned that people are looking for gifts for the following people on Etsy. They're looking for gifts for men, women, parents, grandparents, teens, children, babies, hostesses, coworkers, and bosses, extended family, friends, and acquaintances, and the workforce. And they had some specific keywords to use that I want to highlight. So for gifts for men, they said use keywords like men, man, and guys. For teens, they said use teen and teenager as appropriate. For children, they said if you have great ideas for older kids, go for it. They said they're really well covered in the baby section, but they need more gifts for older kids, teens, etc. For the workforce, they said if your item would make a great gift for teachers, postal workers, babysitters, and others, be sure to let shoppers know. So I love those ideas, and I actually see that in the keyword research myself, so glad that they highlighted it. Now, what do you do with that information? Etsy suggested to put the important keywords that target recipients in your titles and tags and make sure that your description and your photos highlight the gift ideas. That makes sense. They also mentioned if you do personalize gifts to think about customizing by location, like state, or another creative take on personalization. And it said add the keywords personalize, custom, name, and initial where appropriate. And it also said if you have small and expensive items, consider bundling them together so that you could help with party favors, stocking stuffers, and thank you gifts. I thought those were very practical suggestions. So if you sell handmade, it would make sense that you'd be adding these keywords and thinking about what your item could be applicable to in terms of recipient or what it could be used for this holiday season. For those of us that sell in the printable digital product space, even I think print on demand too, I would create the products based on the recipients in mind from the beginning. Because sometimes I see in the printable space, someone will take a product and then just stuff these random keywords on and like, oh, this would be good for a nanny. This would be good for a teacher. This could be good for an uncle. And then you look at it, you're like, really? If that showed up on page one of search results for that particular gift recipient, I just feel like it wouldn't be as compelling as some of the other ones. So it kind of felt like you're just tagging a bunch of stuff to try to maximize your reach. But really, if you just hone in on who this product is for in the beginning, then you're going to do a better job end-to-end with getting sales. So that's my two cents on the printable side. But overall, I love that Etsy is just feeding us this information of they can see what people are searching for. They don't release the search data, but it's helpful. Now, what other articles they put out? They put out a Marketplace Insights 2023 Holiday Trends article back a few months ago. I think this was August. This is also in the Seller Handbook. And they mentioned a couple trends that we're going to highlight here. The first one they said is that candy pastels, that's the color of Christmas this year. And they didn't say that's the color of Christmas, but that's how I took it, where in the past it's been that traditional dark red, dark green colors. But actually candy pastels, specifically those pink and kind of pastel green color scheme, that seems to be leaking in to Christmas. And that makes total sense to me because if you think about the popularity of the Barbie movie this summer and even last year when they were doing all the marketing, pink is in. And what we saw for Halloween is that pink and orange were kind of the breakout colors for a lot of the Halloween stuff that sold really well. So if you have anything that is in that color scheme, I think that could be a good thing. Or if you're in a space where you could easily add products, maybe test out a moving away from the less traditional color scheme for a couple things and see how that does. Also, they mentioned there's a 106% year-over-year increase in searches on Etsy containing iridescent sequined items. And I feel like this also is related to summer madness over the Taylor Swift concerts. And people were putting sequins on their outfits and going to the concerts and having a great time. And it was all about the sequins and the glitter and all that. So I can see that kind of leaking over where culture and art informs product and buying and what shoppers want. And they still have the sequins in their mind. So I can see why those searches are up year over year. They also mentioned that flocked reindeer was something that people were looking for. It says these soft, velvet-like textured creatures capture the popular retro holiday spirit. This nostalgic style befits natural reindeer in rainbow-colored versions featuring pink and bright colors. So again, there's that pink and the bright colors coming in. Also, retro has been a trend for the last couple of years. I noticed it more with the Gen Z crowd, but I think it's just going over to everyone and a lot of people are into it now. Now, this article, the Marketplace Insights article, we're going to link to it in the show notes. That had a lot more information than just this, but those are the ones that I thought were interesting that I'm pulling out. And I highly recommend just scanning through that article and just seeing if anything relates to what you are already making. And maybe you could tag things differently to highlight what shoppers are looking for. Okay, so the next thing, games and traditions and activities. Every year, a lot of families or people, they play the same games, they do the same stuff every year. Is there a way that the products that you're already selling could be repackaged to meet the requirements of that game and or tradition? So what do I mean by that? When I was growing up, someone in my family would buy me an advent calendar, and what it would be this thing where every day you open up, it was the 25 days of Christmas, and it's like this paper thing, and then you open up the door and there's a little piece of candy that's behind the calendar. And now there's a new twist on that in 2023 where people are actually putting stuff in the calendars. And then there's an even more twist where it's not just for kids anymore. Adults are participating in this too. And I noticed this last year. I kept seeing these calendar advent calendars pop up where some seller would box like actually, I think it was 25 of their candles, and they would ship them all at once, and every day you could open up a candle. To me, I was thinking, wow, like how amazing for the seller to get such a large order going to one place at once. But then also, I'm like, from the buyer's perspective, you want 25 candles? Like, you really must love candles. But anyways, this year it's continuing to be a huge hit. So right before this, I did some research on what are the best sellers on Etsy for advent calendars, and I saw a honey advent calendar that's going for around $100 from Meyer Bee's seller. And then there's a witch's advent calendar that is a combo advent box and tarot set, and that's going for $52.50 from the Earth Tricks seller. And beyond just what I'm talking about, those two, I mean, there are tons of different things that could be advent calendars. So if you are a handmade seller out there, if there's a way that you could package your product to be an advent calendar and either make it for the 25 days of Christmas or the 12 days of Christmas, that could be something really fun. Now, other things you could do, so candles, crafts, and wine were showing up as top searches for it. I did see that a cross-stitch advent calendar has an estimated 90 daily views in eRank. And for those of you that don't know, over at Gold City Ventures, we love eRank. It's one of our favorite keyword research tools. So I was searching advent calendar today and to pull listings that are doing really well. And by well, I was searching on who's getting a lot of daily views right now. So cross-stitch, that one's doing really well. There's a Swiftie advent calendar that was listed only 12 days ago, and it has 228 views a day. And I did a quick Google search on this, and it looks like a Swiftie, the 13 days of Swiftmas is a thing. Now, I like staying away from anything trademarked. It's the right thing to do. I mean, Taylor Swift, I'm not a lawyer, but that would make me a little bit uncomfortable selling that on Etsy. But I just want to point out that everyone is turning their stuff. And by not everyone, I mean, not everyone has realized this yet, but a lot of sellers are catching on that people want to buy things not just as gifts, but also to do traditions and activities. So they're turning the products they already have into an opportunity to fit a tradition or an activity. Also, there's a murder mystery advent calendar that's getting 171 views per day, according to E-Rank. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical product. It could be more of a game or something printed. Now, what you will note for here, I'm not talking about kids stuff. I'm talking about gifts for adults, dogs, and teens. And this kind of fits what Etsy was saying earlier, where they wanted more gifts for older kids and teens. And I think if you do sell any of this stuff, like adding the tags for teens or teenagers or older kids or whatever, that could be a helpful way. Because I can see if parents have older kids, they still want to do something fun for the kids, but they're running out of ideas because all the advent calendars or all the other things are more for little kids. So here's a fun way. If your kid is into tarot or your kid is into whatever, here's a way to kind of give them something to do every day of Christmas that's fun for a family, but it's not for little kids. So I think this is really cool. Now, everything that we do here at Gold City Ventures is data-backed. So I pulled, and if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see the visuals here. I have the premium version of E-Rank, and I typed in advent calendar, and now I can see how many searches and the competition for this keyword. And it looks like it's estimated at getting over 17,000 searches a month for just advent calendar, and the competition is still really low. They're all highlighted green in the metrics, and that is just, if you don't realize how good this is, someone like me, I'm in E-Rank all the time, and I'm typically, it's very rare that you would find something that has green searches as well as green competition, meaning not many, many sellers have been targeting these keywords. And this is really good. So advent calendar for teens, for kids, a crystal advent calendar, adult advent calendar, coffee advent calendar. These are just some of the searches that I pulled. And if you have no idea how to do these searches on E-Rank, this didn't take me very long. You don't have to be super techie. We cover all of this in our e-printables course that's available for sale until Monday night, November 6th at midnight. If you go to goldcityventures.com, you could check that out. I promise data isn't scary, and in fact, it's super helpful. Like, if you sell crystals, now you know, oh, crystal advent calendar, that's something that I should package and try to target this year. Or if you have gifts that could be applicable to teens, here's the proof that it makes a lot of sense. An advent calendar for teens, just to give you the numbers, there's almost 1,400 searches a month per that, but only 166 sellers or listings that are competing for that on Etsy, which is like tiny. For me, that started in the bachelorette space. The other day I looked up bachelorette party and there were like 500,000 other people that are selling in the space. So just so you know, this is really good keyword. And if you don't know how to use E-Rank or any of these tools, we'll help you out if you go to goldcityventures.com at any time. Okay, other ideas. Holiday games for families. So forget the adults thing. I thought that was interesting, so we kicked off with that. People like playing games with their kids. They're in the printable space, there are tons of like trivia games and other family fun games that you can make. Scavenger hunts are really big this year, both in classrooms as well as at home. And then unfortunately, the elf on the shelf is huge. And by unfortunately, I mean it's just staying away from that copyright. But you will see people doing really well selling $75 elf on the shelf kits right now. Maybe $100, you can really charge a lot for them. But it's just, it's a bad idea. I wouldn't build your whole business on something that could be shut down in a minute. Even if I try to stay away from things, even if you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to call it elf, not elf on the shelf. But you know, you don't know how things are going to go. I think there's so many other opportunities for you to explore that you don't have to go that way. But anyways, holiday fun for the whole family is always big on Etsy. So if your items can fit into a game or you're thinking about creating an item, maybe think about creating something that families could celebrate together. Similarly, people love counting down to events. So I noticed last year that countdown calendars were doing really well. And for those of us that sell digital products, particularly, there was a listing that had Santa's face and then there were circles, 25 circles for his beard. And then it would be like a preschool activity or kindergarten activity and people would take cotton balls and like glue them to the beard every single day so that on the 25th day of Christmas, it shows up as a giant beard. It was really cute. That listing, I think it was only up for a week and I saw that it had tons and tons of sales, like 1,700 views on that listing. And I'm thinking like, oh, that's quite a lot. So people are really loving the countdown calendars. So if you have a product that's in that space or you want to make something like that, I think that's a great idea. But, you know, you have to do a twist on it because this came out last year and just the regular one was popular. But then this year, I noticed there's a lot of vintage styles or like people that are trying to take it to the next level. And that happens with anything on Etsy, where when sellers realize something's a good idea, you have to add your own twist on it to try to outcompete everyone, because everyone else has the plain Santa. What can you do to make your thing stand out in the thumbnails? Other ideas. So are there any things that, and by things, I mean, quote unquote, like what's been a thing for other holidays, and can that be taken to a different holiday? So I mentioned last episode of Crickets to Cha-Chings, the podcast, that I had a Halloween party for a dozen four-year-olds, and we actually did a egg hunt. And at Target, there were plastic orange eggs you could buy with jack-o'-lantern faces, and I put candy in them, and we hid them all around the house outside. And I thought that was funny because it's an Easter egg hunt, but now it's kind of bleeding over into other holidays. It's bleeding over into Halloween. So I noticed on Etsy, and if you sell in the printable space, this could be good. But even if you're a handmade seller, if you have a product that could be good for this, you could use this tip. But on the printable space, it was popular in Halloween to sell these You've Been Booed printable tags. And it was kind of a fun thing that neighbors and friends played, where you would leave something on someone's front porch, like a treat or whatever, and it would have like a You've Been Booed tag, and then you would go and you'd leave a treat on someone else's, and it's kind of like the original chain letter, but it put into 2023 holiday festive version. Well, You've Been Booed, there's now this thing called You've Been Mugged, and it's like a hot cocoa mug, and I saw that showing up on Etsy. So people seem to think You've Been Booed is fun. They're like, why not play this game for Christmas too? So if there's anything that you can think of that you did for other holidays, it's very possible that people will want to play that game for the holidays upcoming in December as well. So maybe you could do something like that and see if you make sales that way. Or repackage what you're already doing as an item to celebrate that particular game. All right, other types of things. So there's something called aesthetic. And if you are back like 5 years ago, all of a sudden it started popping up all over. And I know a lot of the college kids were doing it, but they'd like a pink aesthetic or a Barbie aesthetic. And there's different ones. There's cottage core, Barbie core, mermaid core. You probably know what a lot of them are. Well, goth is a really big aesthetic that I keep seeing in the searches for Christmas. And that blows my mind, but it just is true. So if you are selling anything in the Christmas space and you could make it gothic, it's possible that you might be able to take advantage of some niche sales there. So I found these gift tags that are gothic gift tags, and they're as cute as you can make gothic gift tags. And it says, have a spooky Christmas, and it's like a mug with a skull face. And this is from Heart to Heart Digital, to give the seller a shout out for their creativity. And then there's a jolly inside tag, and it has a skeleton's rib cage with like two candy canes in there. And I gotta say, I mean, these are cute. I don't know if I'd put gothic gift tags on my gift tags for my family, but I just think they're adorable. So taking advantage of popular aesthetics and then seeing if you could put a twist on your stuff could be a way that you edge out the competition and get through the noise of everyone else selling similar things this season. Okay. And then also, can you think outside the box if you're going to do stuff that's more generic? So I mentioned gift tags, Merry Christmas gift tags. Unless you're the most amazing designer in the whole world or whatever, it's going to be hard to be competitive there. But not as many people are selling the 12 Days of Christmas gift tags. Not many people are selling the classic version. So, you know, Partridge in a Pear Tree vibe. That is one way that you can kind of twist on a traditional product, but make it kind of fit into cultural and traditions and holiday stuff. So try to stay away from the basic and try to do something a little bit more niche down. And then you're competing with less people, because then when someone types in 12 Days of Christmas, you're showing up versus you have to somehow be found in 60,000 people typing in Christmas tags. Okay, so when to post your listings. This is important. The earlier, the better. I have seen a lot of sellers post last minute, and especially if you use the keyword last minute, that can help. You can get some shoppers for last minute gifts. That's fine. Or you know, particularly if you're selling a digital product, that you know could be some way to go. But Etsy tells us that these are the key shopping periods. I'm just going to list for Christmas Day. Traffic picks up on the 1st of September. It peaks on November 28th and tapers off the 2nd of January. So what you learn from that is get your stuff up now. And I know that's so hard because we all have a lot going on, but I think that's telling us November is the time to list all these things. Also, Pinterest data has shown that shoppers are typically searching 2 to 3 months in advance, so it's really important to kind of get stuff going early. And if you list it this year, you always have it for next year too. All right, so the last thing I want to talk about is social media. And honestly, I really am not a social media person. I got TikTok about a year ago to look into it for business reasons. I noticed that people were doing really well selling their Etsy products on TikTok. We have this online business, Gold City Ventures, and some of our friends were on TikTok and using that as a marketing channel. But then I ended up realizing how fun it is and why people use TikTok. And particularly, I used it around the holidays for gift ideas. So I was invited to a few what are called white elephants, if anyone's participated in that. And basically, everyone brings a small gift to a holiday party, and then you open up a gift and you could swap with someone else or keep the gift that you have. And depending on the crowd that you're doing with, they can get pretty rowdy. And sometimes there's one gift that everyone just fights over, and it's a lot of fun. Sometimes people take the white elephants a little more silly, and other times they're more serious. But I was racking my brain trying to come up with what I should bring to these parties, and I went on TikTok and I searched for ideas for them, and I found all these influencers that they just talked about their stories from last year on their family Christmas or their friends' Christmas and said what went over well and what didn't went over well. And then they would link in their bio to the products that they talked about. And there were a couple things so that I tried from TikTok. So the first thing, I thought my family's Christmas was going to be a funny one. Turns out it wasn't. On Christmas Day, someone gave a charcuterie board, and that was like everyone wanted that. I brought what was one of the top TikTok items last year. It was a Chipotle gift card, but you also buy this blanket on Amazon that looks like it's a Chipotle burrito wrap. And then you take tinfoil, you roll up the blanket, and then you take tinfoil around on the blanket, and you wrap that into a burrito, and then you stick the gift card on the top. And everyone's like, oh, this went over so well at my family's, you know, Christmas gift swap or whatever. And then I did it to my family's gift swap, and my uncle did not understand it at all. And I don't think he even goes to Chipotle. And I don't want to say he was mad about it, but I feel like he was not happy. And then luckily, my younger cousin got stuck with it. And she was in college. She already had one at home. So the reason I'm telling you this is to say my cousin already had one at home, meaning these TikTok things, they're very influential. So how does she already have one of these things? Like, it's just what I'm trying to say is that it's a thing. Like, once you put it on TikTok, it becomes kind of viral. And people are looking at gift ideas. And then other influencers are trying to make their own list of gift ideas. So maybe they'll get ideas from other people's gift ideas. And it just all kind of goes from there. So if you could get on TikTok, if you could tell a story of what you had at your family's gift swap and what went over well and didn't, particularly if you have the items and you can hold them up, and then maybe you can include one of your items and say like, hey, I make this. This could be a great product too. Here's why, whatever. Not in a salesy way. And obviously disclose that it's yours and you're an Etsy seller. But I think that could be an easy way that you could get more eyeballs on your product the earlier you do this. And I hate putting myself up out on social media. I don't mind doing presentations like this or podcasting, but just being on TikTok is tough for me. So I get it, but I just think it could be huge for some of you in the spaces that you sell in. So what type of gift guides would I put on TikTok? Etsy gave us the answers. They said that at the beginning of this presentation, I said gifts for men, gifts for teens, gifts for blah, blah, blah. Make a gift guide of like, here's 10 gifts for men this holiday season, and then include yours in that list and say, I link to it in my bio and put the link there. That's easy. And then I really do think, and I put here, once you do this early, other influencers are going to see your list and they might add some of the products, including yours, to theirs when they do it, because they're running out like, oh, how can I think of 10 ideas or 5 ideas or whatever. And then also people that are going to start blogging, and I know this because I have a 6-figure blogging business I've had for years. Bloggers are going to start doing their roundups of the best gifts for the holiday season from TikTok, and they're going to need ideas. And what if they pull your idea? So this is just a great way to make sure that your stuff kind of can get infiltrated out in the interwebs very early. And I, if you're watching the presentation, you'll see I link to a Teen Vogue result. When I search TikTok gift ideas, it says Teen Vogue 50 Best TikTok Gifts 2023. So some writer went on TikTok and pulled these things, and they had to come up with 50, and they put them there. So this is just a great way to kind of make sure that your stuff can get out there. And it doesn't really take that long. I've done a TikTok video. It's more painful doing it than it is taking a lot of time. And you don't have to be very polished. Like, you can just get on and tell a story, and you don't have to be famous. You don't have to have a huge TikTok account. It could be your first video that takes off. That's what I love about TikTok. So I challenge all of you listening to maybe give it a go, like do one and see what happens and see if it does anything for your shop. And then with that, though, if you're going to link to anything, remember that Etsy has the Share and Save program now. And you, if you, your shop link, you will get a 4% credit on your order if a buyer places the order within 30 days of clicking your link. And 30 days, a 30-day window is a long time. So I think that's pretty generous on Etsy's part. Now, you don't automatically get to be part of this. You have to go into your shop manager, go under marketing, select share and save, and select join now. So that's something you can do in the next 2 minutes after listening to this podcast and just set yourself up. And then you can pull the link and use that in all the places that you want to share on social media or whatever. I am challenging myself right now and challenging you. Let's all post. Let's post one video to TikTok and let's just see if we can do it. And then you never know. Maybe one of you listening, you're going to love it. And you'll be a TikTok extraordinaire. And if this works for you, please do reach out to us at goldcityventures.com. Let us know how this worked for you because I'm very, very curious. Okay, so that's the end of my holiday presentation here. Let's keep in touch for sure. You can find us at goldcityventures.com. And if you liked the way that we look at data and research for Etsy product ideas, you will love the ePrintables course. Yes, this is a course about how to create printables on Etsy, but there are whole modules on keyword research. So if you sell handmade or print on demand, just skip the how to make a printable part and go right down. And there's dozens of videos on keyword research that applies no matter what niche you sell on Etsy. I think you'll find it valuable. So we have a sale going on till tonight. The doors are going to close Monday, November 6th at midnight. So we'd love to see you in there, get to know you better. And thank you all. This is at goldcityventures.com. Have a great week.